Today is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Something Day, National Craft Distillery Day. It's also National Solitaire Day, Emergency Medical Services for Children Day, National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Oh, I should buy a musical instrument. There's not really an instrument that I need at the moment. I only play one instrument. I play trumpet, and that's it. And I, you know, have a lot of trumpets already. And so I'm not really sure if I should be buying another trumpet. But now I feel like because it's National Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Yeah, I do not need another trumpet. I need a trumpet like I need a hole in the head. I've got two B-flat trumpets. I've got a C trumpet. I've got a piccolo trumpet. I've got a flugelhorn. I have got a pocket trumpet, which is basically just for, it's not for performing. It's the intonation is not good, or the tuning of the various notes is not good. It's just not, it's not really built to be a performance instrument. It's just small. And so, like, if you're traveling, it's easier to take that with you if you're going to be rehearsing on the road, so to speak. Which I don't normally do, but I think I just bought it because it was cute. I was like, oh, I'll practice at my desk at home now that I'm working from home. And it is sitting here next to me. I have it here. I'm pulling it over here. But, you know, the thing is, one thing is you can't see video because I'm not on video, so you're not seeing any video of this, but yeah, it's here. Anyway, there you go. All of you that want me to play my trumpet on podcast, there you go. I did it. Not right into the microphone. I could do all kinds of, I could add reverb and do all kinds of stuff. I could be like a Kenny G of the trumpet world. So anyway, we finished talking about the weekend. And as per usual, not much has occurred in the week. We are now, I'm recording this on Tuesday. I have Throwing Down later with Joe Batanz. And I had to quickly cook the meal. We've been on a break for about a month from Throwing Down, and because Joe had some stuff that, I don't know, he had something that came up. And I picked the last recipe. I picked the, and it was, we're doing New York Times cooking, and I don't find a lot of their recipes to be great. So I was trying to find something, because it was my turn to pick the recipe, and I was trying to find something that was 5 stars and had a lot of reviews. Because you figure if there are thousands of reviews and it still has 5 stars, oh, it must be, you know, it must be pretty good. And one of the recipes I picked that was that way, yes, it was good, and it was worthy of, I don't know, five is hard. If you're not at a restaurant, you don't have a chef cooking for you. I feel like 5 stars is almost unattainable. But anyway, for a home-cooked meal, it was 5 stars were right. So I picked this one because it had 5 stars, I think. Now I'm going to look. And because Joe doesn't listen to this, it won't matter that I'm talking about it on here. But it was a ramen recipe that was like, oh, the best ramen you'll ever have or something like that. And you use a ramen noodle packet. So just like the 50 cent, used to be 10 cents or something a long time ago, but I think they're more, I think they're like 50 cents now. You do that, but then you zhuzh it up. You add things to it. And I had to quickly make that during lunch today because Joe messaged me on Friday night and said, hey, can you do Sunday? And I had already kind of resigned myself to, first of all, I hadn't cooked the meal. And I had resigned myself. I had decided I was going to have a free weekend other than the mowing and the things that I needed to do. And so I was like, oh, I don't want to add one more thing because, you know, this is a free weekend that I've got. And so I said, hey, can we do it on Tuesday? He said, let me check. And he didn't respond. I heard nothing from him over the weekend. And so I thought, well, maybe he's not going to be able to do it on Tuesday because he said, oh, Tuesday's going to be tight for me. And then this morning, he messages and says, 4 o'clock? His time, which is 6 o'clock. ? And I'm like, oh, shit. And so for lunch, I was like making that. Now, luckily, it was literally a ramen noodle. Boil some water, put the noodles in, add the packet, and then you add some more stuff to it. But, I mean, it was a 10-minute recipe. So I did that. Backing up a little bit, so we finished, like I told you guys, For All Mankind. I didn't really talk about it that much, but what I will say is we did really start enjoying it. Well, I can't speak for Mark, but I really started enjoying it after the first, you know, I don't know, about 2/3 of the way through the first season. Although I feel like the first season is a bit of the whole season in my mind is a bit of a setup. And then you really get into the more sci-fi type stuff, the further you go in the seasons. And then there's political intrigue and there's not espionage, but I mean, there's people giving information to other people that they shouldn't be giving and spy sort of stuff. And you get to Mars at one point, and so it becomes a lot more like a sci-fi show. So I really enjoyed it. And I know there is a season 5, so we watched seasons 1 through 4, and I'm just gonna look here. Season 5, I'm looking here. I know it was, maybe season, okay, yeah. So season 4 is the most recent season. They have announced that it was renewed for season 5. See, for some reason, I thought season 5 was coming out, like, you know, recently or soon. But it looks like season 5, I'm looking here in this article. Are they not saying when? Following its critically acclaimed 4th season, which has been praised as the best written show on all of television, and superior sci-fi, Apple TV Plus's hit award-winning space drama For All Mankind has landed a renewal for season 5. Additionally, there will be a spinoff in the same universe called Star City, but it doesn't say when. This article came out on April 17th, so they probably haven't announced when it's going to come out. Oh, well, we finished season 4. I enjoyed it. We also started Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix, which is if you watched, it's cute. I like it. It's got really cute guys in it. And if you watched Sandman on Netflix, it's in the same universe. Although Sandman, I don't think he's in it. But Death is in it. His sister or what, cousin, I don't know. I think they're related or something. But anyway, Death is in it, and so far a small role, but it's the same actress who played Death, I believe, in Sandman. And I'm enjoying that. So if you have Netflix and you enjoy supernatural kind of stuff, and it's Neil Gaiman, so it's weird, like Legion was one, I think. I don't think Legion was Neil Gaiman. What was Neil Gaiman? There was a show, and maybe it was on AMC or something, but it was, and I can't remember. I'm going to Google something again. Neil Gaiman shows. Let's see. Well, Good Omens I've never seen. I feel like I do need... Oh, it was called American Gods. And I don't know what channel it was on. I think it was actually on TV. Mark and I did watch... Let's see. American Gods was on Stars. So yeah, they're all gods and there's magic and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's enjoyable. Another recommendation, Dead Boy Detectives, is something that I'm enjoying. I'm not sure if Mark is enjoying it as much as me, but I really like the fantasy slash magic slash, and add some cute guys to it. I'm in. So other than watching TV, nothing much has been going on. We did our grocery shopping on Monday night. Nothing much to report there. And we did a quick little run to the grocery store, got all of our stuff. We had hot dogs for dinner. I don't really love hot dogs, but I've been trying to add more variety to what we've been eating because I felt like I was in a rut. And Mark likes hot dogs. I like a sandwich, so I like any kind of meat between bread. Meat between buns, I'm all for it. So we had hot dogs. And that was about it. Well, oh, I was going to give a review of this chocolate that I bought, but I'll have to do it on tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.